fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and this is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 27th day of January, year of our Lord 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. We're wrapping up. Today would be day number 5, the 5th working day of the new president, Donald J. Trump. He's surprising a lot of people, and good surprises as far as I'm concerned. Prepper tip of the day. Here it is. For all you men and women who own rifles, shotguns, and pistols, I urge you to seek out, locate, and become acquainted with your local certified gunsmith. Not a guy with no training and no credentials who does work at his kitchen table, meaning well, but not necessarily doing all that good a job, but a genuine certified gunsmith who's graduated from one or more gunsmithing schools. Typically what happens is your local gun shop will offer to take your rifle, shotgun, and pistol to the gunsmith who you've never met on your behalf. You may get what you look for in that manner. However, when there's a third party between you and the person actually doing the work, there's a high likelihood that things won't get done as you want them to. So you need to have a personal face-to-face relationship with the gunsmith yourself without a third party being in the middle. And that is your prepper tip of the day. Before we move on, here's what you'll be looking for: spare parts for rifle, shotguns, pistols, advice on maintenance and modifications, and you want to make sure that the work's done qualified gunsmith at a good price. We have a patient waiting in the green room, our friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist and is an engineer. She pays very careful attention to things that concern us, and her website is twiland.info. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, we're back down to freezing.
It's wintertime.
Well, that's right.
It's wintertime.
Wintertime in the Ozarks. And we did get a few snow flurries, and they say we might get a few more this weekend. But nothing right. of significance. Well, I want to, we've got a lot on our table today. You know, this Mr. Trump, President Trump, is he wears me out. I mean, just watching what he's doing wears me out. I can't.
He's a high he's a high energy guy.
Well, compared
did you hear
to
about
Obama,
his appointment? Did you hear about his what? Appointment of Robert Kennedy Jr.?
Yes, yes. What a! I mean, I just couldn't believe it, and I clapped.
Well,
he's picking the best, regardless of what party. You know, it's not the Republican Party; it's the Trump Party.
Well, here's the deal, and for a lot of people don't know what you and I are talking about. The son of Robert Kennedy, the former Attorney General who was assassinated in 1968, Robert Kennedy Jr., has been appointed to be part of a commission or staff or committee, we don't know what they're going to call it, to look into two things, the safety and efficacy of vaccines. Which brings to mind the well-done documentary titled Vaxxed. What you'll find out when you watch that documentary is if vaccines had to pass the same protocols as other pharmaceutical products, well, there would basically be no vaccines because they couldn't pass them. But let's move on from there, Ann.
All right. Well, let's just jump right in to Zika. The Zika case counts in the United States as of 18 January. That's the latest that's up there on their website. And I'm sure that's the CDC website. And we're going to assume that they're going to keep track of this, even though they canceled their climate conference that was due in February. And now it's going to be run by Al Gore and privately. But since the hotel was already, I mean, everything was ready. The materials had been printed. But then suddenly today or yesterday, the CDC said, no, we're not going to participate. And so we don't know how much longer we're going to have access to sites that have been provided by public taxpayer money, and because Trump is changing his focus on climate. But in any case, Zika and Zika congenital infection are nationally notified both conditions, and that means the doctors have to report to the CDC when they have these conditions. They have in the United States, they have 217 locally acquired mosquito-borne cases and 4,682 travel-associated for a total of 4,900. Now, remember that Dr. Fauci, and by the way, the head of the CDC is no longer Tom Frieden, because that's an appointed position, and it's being held now waiting for a Trump appointment to appointee to go in there. And remember, though, that Dr. Fauci says you have to multiply that by 10. And so we're really talking about 49,000 cases in the United States. And the states that are most, that have the most cases, that is more than 100 cases, are Washington, California, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, Minnesota, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Virginia, Georgia, and Florida. Now, they separate out Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is not a state, and it's really out of control. Apparently, about 50% of the people have Zika at this time. And it's very difficult to get current information out of there. But locally acquired cases, 35,392. Travel-associated cases, 135 for a total of 35,527. So if you multiply that by 10, you're going to get 355,270. Now, if that doesn't take your breath away, it should.
And it sounds like exponential growth to me.
Oh, yeah, this just started last year. But they didn't have the, well, we've talked about what wasn't being done. There was no quarantine. There was no tracking. There was, it was like, we'll catch it when the people go into the doctor. You're not going to catch it when the people go into the doctor because 4/5 of them, 80% of them, will not go into the doctor because they don't have any symptoms.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm getting wound up.
That's okay.
All right. The other thing that we need to be looking at, and this came out of the World Health Organization yesterday or the day before, and that is they're worried, they're very concerned about a pandemic that might occur from bird flus. And we've talked about bird flus before, but not recently because they haven't been in the news. I mean, they've been over in China, and China's keeping track of them, but as long as they stayed in China and didn't kill a lot of people, I didn't report on them. But let's talk about the influence of H3N2. Now, H3N2 is a bird flu, and the variant is what people catch, because H3N2 is the bird part of the flu, and then if it's in the people, they put a V on there, meaning variant. And it's by far the predominant part of the flu. It's the predominant virus that is hospitalizing people and killing people. And they have, I mean, it's just everything else, H1N1, B, they're so small compared to what people are catching, which is the H3N2. And so that's in the United States, and that's from since the flu season started last fall until the end of the year. They haven't caught up to this year. And, again, that just has to do with reporting. Now, Canada has reported its first human case of H3N2 variant. And they're very closely related to the H3N2 swine influenza viruses that's currently circulating in swine in North America. And this is the first human case, and they're going to call this, apparently Indiana was where it first occurred, they're going to call this A, Indiana, 08-2011, like H3N2 variant. And that means that it was first seen in Indiana in August of 2011. And usually, they have typically resulted in a mild disease, but one associated death has been reported. Now, we know that H1N2 and H3N2 viruses circulate in swine populations in many regions of the world, and most human cases are people who are exposed to swine through contact with infected swine. So it doesn't seem to be fatal, but that's the first case out of Canada. And out of the University of Minnesota, Michael Osterholm, he is part of SIDRAP. It's kind of a tenuous connection with the government, the CDC. And what he's saying is that the proliferation of bird flu, now we're talking bird flu, in terms of geography and strains, is a situation, he describes that as unprecedented. And so he wants to have more attention. And in fact, the World Health Organization, Dr. Chan, spoke about that earlier this week. There would normally be about 2 or 3 bird flu strains recorded in birds at any one time. Now there are at least 6, including H5N1. We've talked extensively about H5N1 and the fact that it kills people usually in Egypt and is now moving into Europe. H5N2, H5N8, and H7N8. H5N8 and H7N8 are mostly in China. So, of course, China is heavily populated, and I do want to mention that the Lunar New Year, the Chinese Lunar New Year, is coming up this Saturday, tomorrow, and there'll be a lot of travel, and there'll be a lot of feasting and eating, and people, you know, they have different societal conventions, and usually they go down to an open market and look at the live bird before they buy it, and then they might have it might have it dressed out there and take it home and cook it. So H7N9 has been infecting both birds and people, and recently it's been rising. And more than 900 people have been infected since it emerged in 2013. So that's H7N9, and H5N8 is circulating in many parts of Europe, as well as in Kuwait, Egypt, Bangladesh, and India. And it's hard to find, the bird flu in Africa because they don't have they don't have the modern health services that we have. But they think that they have seen H5N1 outbreaks. Now, remember, that's the one that kills people. Not in great extent, but it does move from birds to people. In Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Ghana, Nigeria, Niger, and Togo. It's also been, H5N8 has also been detected in Tunisia and Egypt, and H7N1 in Algeria. So you can see we're talking about a lot of different strains of bird flu. The United States has largely escaped the bird flu, but we are on high alert for outbreaks of H5N2, which hit farms in 15 states in 2015. And at that time, and in fact, what they do when they have a HPIA, that's highly pathogenic avian influenza. Now, highly pathogenic means that it kills a lot of birds. It doesn't kill a lot of people. So you have to look at it that way. But they culled more than 43 million poultry. So that should tell you that they're serious about looking at these other bird flus. We know that H5N1 is highly pathogenic and is slowly moving into the human population, and we've known that for several years. H5N1 jumped into humans in Hong Kong in 1997, and it's resulted in infections and deaths in people. And what he says is, whether it's H5N6, H5N8, H5N2, or H5N5, it's a very dangerous bird virus. And luckily we do have a very good public health reporting system here in the United States. And but they're saying that because there's so many different strains, and because it's in so many different geography, has to do with being in different countries, different parts of the world, that, it's not that it's hard to track them. It's just that eventually one of them is going to get into the United States. And Dr. Margaret Chan, she's in the World Health Organization, she said that we need to be on high alert because of rising numbers of outbreaks of human cases, and now these are H5N6 and H7N9 in Asia and China. And in fact, she cites the statistic that is very startling. Since 2013, now remember we're going into 2017, so in the last 3 years, China has reported epidemics of H7N9.
Hold that thought, Ann.
38% fatal. Okay.
My goodness, that's incredible. We'll be back with Mandy Thompson for a 4-minute update. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was talking to Wes Peters the other day. He said, John, you need to go to our website at Swiss America and check out all the special reports. So let's do that right now. I'm at my website, thelibertyman.com. Go to the tile right below me on the motorcycle, click on Swiss America, and you're there at the website. Go to News and Views, and then scroll down to Special Reports. When you do that, you'll find 22 reports waiting for you to read them. It's a great education on gold coins, silver coins, and economics. After you're done, it's probably time to go ahead and contact Wes Peters. Wes is a great guy. He'll help you out and help you achieve your goals. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Check it out. Do your homework. Do your research. And then contact Wes Peters. Thank you very much. Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. In case you don't know, that's the Capitol March, John Philip Sousa. I think we may have heard that once or twice a week ago today. It is Friday the 27th, and we're visiting with Ann Morrison. Before we get back to Ann, Mandy won't be with us this morning. She's got a conflict, and I might get her on for an update next hour. And also, a dramatic expansion of my survival and tactical gear section on my website. Lots of new optics, tactical mil-spec water filters, and more to come at my website, thelibertyman.com. Ann, let's continue.
Well, I'm glad that your website is selling more of these preparedness items, because later on in my presentation this morning, I'm going to be telling you why you need to be prepared. Things are not looking good.
Good. Well, I'm having fun with it, Ann. I'm doing the research, getting these updates for survival and tactical gear. For me, it's fun because I get to list things that I've owned and used for decades, and also things that are brand new because, well, they're brand new. So.
Well, I think that's very altruistic of you to make them, at least tell us what you have used and where we can get them. Anyway, was saying at the break, in the last 3 years, they've had more than 1,000 cases. Well, you say 1,000 cases, that's not very much. They mean 1,000 cases of humans, and 38.5% were fatal. That is the bad news. 38.5%. Now, as far as this year goes, they reported 16 human infections with H7N9, including 5 deaths. So again, that's about 30% or so. And unfortunately, because the Lunar New Year is when the Chinese eat a lot of poultry, oh, by the way, it's going to be the year of the rooster, and the population travels across the country, they're afraid that, well, they just are going to be watching it very closely. And, of course, there's people, now, how can I say this in critically, I mean, in politically correct speech, there are people who fly into China from all around the world just to go home to celebrate this Lunar New Year with their family. And we can expect that they will then fly back to their new homes. So, you know, if you live around the airport or if you're going to be flying, you might want to consider getting a mask. And we talked about how to make your mask less vulnerable to viruses, and that's to use salt on it, to dry salt on it. And in addition, they're now seeing avian flu outbreaks involving different strains across Europe and Japan and Italy, the United Kingdom, Germany. This was H5N8 in the United Kingdom, H5N5 in Germany. And if you want to help, if you keep backyard birds and wild birds, in fact, this is really bad. You know, we used to say free-range chickens and eggs from free-range chickens, and that was a premium marketing phrase. Well, they're taking it off. They're taking it out now. They don't want to say free-range because a lot of those, you know, you can't control what virus will be dropped by a wild bird. And if you've got chickens out there that are free range, they're likely to pick it up. And in fact, if you want to help in this effort, keep a backyard birds, and then if they get sick, be sure to notify the local health department. They'll come out and check it and make sure that, just like they do with West Nile virus, if you see a big bird that is, oh, I've got to tell you this, big bird that is dead, they'll come out. You don't want to touch it. Let them come out. They'll pick it up in their white overalls and see if it's got West Nile virus in it. And the same thing with your backyard birds. They have a solar plant in Arizona, and it's the first. Oh, no.
Hold that thought. Well, yeah, it's that time. Another break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 27th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I really am having fun with this section on my website, survival and tactical gear. Finding items I've been using for decades, literally, like, for example, the Gerber Mark II combat knife. Gerber Mark II combat knife. That should be listed on my website before the end of the day. It's not as we speak. A number of new optics, Night Force and others, added in the last couple of days. Some interesting tactical mil-spec backpack-type water filters and more. So check those out at Survival and Tactical Gear at my website, thelibertyman.com. And, of course, I just took delivery of a freshly made batch of energy cleaners a couple of days ago from the manufacturer, my friend Tom Berryhill. Shipped one out to Sweden just yesterday, as a matter of fact. And I have mattress pads in stock If you don't know about the energy cleaner, well, you need to find out. You need to read up on energy cleaner at my website, the patent application information, the wonderful testimonies from people like Steve Whitman, and then make your decision. Keeping in mind, I do something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you're suffering from arthritis pain, back pain, not getting a great night's sleep, hey, get the energy cleaner. It will most likely help you. If it doesn't, like I say, a 30-day money-back guarantee. The factory-made fitted mattress pads I have in stock as well. Great combination, and they will help you achieve your goal. I take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. A toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. Her website is twiland.info. And you have regular updates you put out. Tell people about the updates and how they can subscribe.
Yes, well, I did put up the update from last week talking about the medical mass and using salt to make it so that the viruses would be killed before they entered you. And people need to read that. And I also got another one posted, I think it was the December 23rd one. And if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a place to put in your email address. And then when I update it, you'll get an email that says I've updated the blog, and you can go and read them. All right, I need to tell you this, John. I need to hurry. So Japan and South Korea are having outbreaks of H5N6 since late last year. And you say, well, okay, why is this important? Well, because late last year is only a month away. It's just a month behind us. And so we need to keep, I mean, they're doing a good job. Usually what they do is they kill all the birds and then they either incinerate them or bury them, or it's pretty gruesome. Well, I have to tell you about this solar power plant. And what its claim to fame is that it uses mirrors. So you don't rotate the solar panels to follow the sun. You rotate the mirrors so that the sun is reflected onto the solar panels. And so this is a bright light, and a very bright light, and the birds are attracted to it, the wild birds. And when it was first set up, people were asking, when they first set up, they have to have a member of the public or, you know, somebody who says they're, a disinterested party or an interested party, but not a scientist. And she was asking, she says, what are those smoke plumes? And they called them streamers. Well, apparently the light is so bright and it's so hot that it incinerates the wild birds. And, in fact, it'll incinerate a bird as big as a raven. You don't find any part of the raven.
Really?
Really. And they said that they don't have any idea how many wild birds they've killed because there's nothing left of them. And so that's a problem. And that's kind of gross, but I wanted to tell you that. Oh, and did you hear about the restaurant in the Hill area of St. Louis City, that they didn't get there. He went down to his distributor, the food manager, went down to his distributor to get the avocados and the other things that he needed. And his distributor didn't have any. He said that his truck got to the Mexican border and they turned it away. So,
right.
He's going to have to think about how he's going to, well, avocados he can get from California. I mean, it's not a problem. It's just he's going to have to pay more. And apparently this trade dispute between Mexico and the United States is affecting even our local restaurants. All right, now we're going to get into something that's, I mean, I had a hard time sleeping because because this came out last night, and This is, I don't know if you've heard of them, but there's a group called the Atomic Scientists, and they've been sending out, they have the ones that have the atomic clock.
The Doomsday Clock.
The Doomsday Clock, right.
Right, the Atomic Clock is run by the U.S. Navy. That just keeps the time. But I understand what you're saying, yes.
Thank you for correcting me, John. The Doomsday Clock. And they started it in 1945. That was after the Hiroshima and Nagasaki nuclear bombs. And they as the years went by, depending on the relationship between Russia and the United States, which at that time were the two nuclear powers, they would move the hands of the clock and see how close we were to annihilating ourselves. And they mostly focused on nuclear, but they put out a bulletin. Every year they reassess it, and it's been at 3 minutes to midnight for the last 2 years. And then, in fact, this even made news. This was on the news cycle last night. This is pretty scary, John. They moved it up 30 seconds. So it's now 2.5 minutes to midnight. And this is addressed to the leaders and citizens of the world. And they are they're a very notable group of scientists. I mean, you know, these people are not, you know, this is not a government. These are people who are in the scientific community who come together every year and decide what is the threat. And they said that what they've added now in their list, humanity's most pressing existential threats, nuclear weapons and climate change. Now, they said because, and you know that this is true, the United States and Russia have continued modernizations of their nuclear forces. Well, we haven't so much, but Russia certainly has. And serious arms control negotiations are not happening at all. I mean, it's like the U.S. just laid back and said they were going to play golf instead of being ready for an atomic attack, nuclear attack. And, of course, now we have proliferation of nuclear arms, including North Korea, which conducted its fourth and fifth underground nuclear tests. And in addition, they're branching out now, and they're saying that's not the only problem. The problem is that we have strident nationalism worldwide. And that includes here in the United States with the election of President Trump, and but also the migration into Europe of many people from the Middle East. And so they decided they weren't going to move it a full minute. Usually they move it a minute at a time. It's a dangerous nuclear situation on multiple front, and also they would like to, they say, if we don't have climate action, we're going to have chaos, because people are going to want to migrate. In fact, I don't know why the people along the southeast coast, you know, Louisiana got hit, and then Alabama got hit, then Georgia got hit, and North Carolina got hit with excess rainfall to the point that you know, the infrastructure was wrecked, and they lost crops and all sorts of things. It shouldn't be they say that climate change should not be a partisan political issue. They say the well-established physics of Earth's carbon cycle, you know, we know what it is. We learned it in sixth grade. And they're not saying that it's man-made. They're just saying that we need to lower the carbon dioxide in the air. They would also like to see coal-fired and oil-fired power plants replaced with nuclear plants, because they don't, well, they have other problems, but they seem to think that would be better. Now, this is...
Better for what reason?
because they don't increase carbon dioxide.
Well, that's fantasy science, and quite frankly, carbon dioxide is a good thing.
Okay, let's not get into that right now. I'm just telling you, these are smart people, and this is what they put out.
They have a political agenda, Ann. They're obviously smart, but there's a political motivation there.
I'm sure there is, but I want to get to, this is what they suggested. And then they said, with the rise of cybersecurity and the increasing potential, now this is the scary part to me, of autonomous machine systems. For instance, we could have lethal autonomous weapon systems that make kill decisions without human input or supervision. And we probably already have those, although all the movies I've seen seem to say that the drones, in particular, and any drone strikes, the orders come from somebody who's watching it. And the other thing they say is advances in synthetic, now they're calling it synthetic biology, and that's like the CRISPR gene editing tool. You remember we talked a lot about CRISPR and how they're cutting in insect genes into food. And they say that's particularly worrisome. And it could have a positive potential, but you could also create bioweapons and other dangerous manipulations of genetic material. And I think we've already seen that because we've seen where the gene has hopped into other species completely outside of corn. I mean, it's not under control, let's put it that way. Now, I'm going to add, they didn't mention nanoparticles. You're familiar with nanoparticles, are you, John?
Yes.
Okay. Nanoparticles are particularly worrisome. Nanoparticles are very tiny, let's put it that. That's what the word nano means, 10 to the minus 12. And they're very tiny, and they could... they could get into a person and circulate in the blood and do all sorts of bad things. Let's put it that way. So they didn't mention nanoparticles, but I am really afraid of nanoparticles. Okay. They would like to see the U.S. and Russian leaders return to the negotiating table, and they should reduce the alert levels of their nuclear weapons. And... they do say that the country should reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, and they say that the United States, China, and Russia should engage with North Korea to reduce nuclear risk. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later. And leaders of countries with commercial nuclear power systems should be, and we report on that every week, don't we, John? We talk about the nuclear plants here in the United States.
Right.
And how dangerous they are. And then they want to have some kind of institution that will address potentially malignant or catastrophic misuses of new technologies. And boy, I agree with that. So, that's... It came right before I was going to go to sleep, and it was just too much for me. I just couldn't sleep last night at all. Speaking of nuclear weapons, now we know that Russia has placed ballistic missiles into northern Europe, and they can reach... 600 miles. So they can pretty much hit anything in Europe. And China is moving its ballistic missiles to its border with Russia. And they say that they can reach Washington, D.C. and London, as well as Moscow. So they're saying that their ballistic missiles can reach 6,500 miles into the United States. Now, we have talked a little bit about how far North Korea's can reach, which was into Alaska and maybe the west coast of the United States. But China is saying now that they are moving. They haven't done it yet, but they're going to move their ballistic missiles with nuclear capability to the coast where China meets Russia. And that is very worrisome. And
near the Kamchatka Peninsula, up in that area.
Well, it's just south of there.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
just across from Japan, because Russia owns the Kamchatka Peninsula.
Right. That's why. Yeah, near there. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And the missiles can carry up to 10 nuclear warheads up to 8,700 miles. And so they're going to be close to the frontier with Russia with the capability of hitting Western Russia. And they're mentioning the Trump rhetoric.
Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
All right, we are back. Let's Welcome back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 27th of January, visiting with Ann Morrison. Her website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com, twiland.info. Got about 3 minutes here, Ann.
Okay. Well, I think I covered everything I said I was going to cover, but I want to add this. This is really a difficult thing to say, just because this has so many words in it. But the sea level rise and coastal flood hazard scenarios and tools interagency task force put out a interim bulletin. And it's I think they did it because they weren't sure that they were going to get funding to finish it. They've only done two-thirds of what they were asked to do. They started in August of 2015. So it was about a year ago, year and a quarter. And it was convened by the U.S. Global Change Research Program in the National Ocean Council. And they updated the scenarios for global mean sea level rise, and then they wanted to see what that was doing to the coastline. They did not get any new scenarios written, which was their third task. And I think they wanted to get this out in case there wouldn't be any funding under the new administration. And they have some very interesting statistics to show, and that is the height above the high water level from the 1960s to the 2010s has gone positive. In the 1960s, it was negative, and now it's positive, which means that when we have a storm surge, it's more likely to be moderate because we're on the positive side of zero. And recurrent nuisance tidal floods on the five-year average from 1955, it's really hard to get this data, by the way, from 1955 to 2015 has increased by a factor of 8. So I'm thinking that these people that are in Louisiana, all these people that were flooded this year, Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and, of course, Superstorm Sandy up in New Jersey, they should all be thinking about moving inland. There's no sense, if we're going to continue to have these nuisance tidal floods that recur, and in this case, in 2016, we had, three, four of them, there's no sense in rebuilding. There's no sense in having insurance to. Why should I bail out people who are going to be flooded out every year?
Right,
and
right.
The insurance should rise commensurate with how close they are to the ocean. And let them pay for their own damages. Let's not have a national flood control insurance program, but instead let's force them to either pay a lot of money or move inland. And I think you've said that before, that the UN
facilities inland. That's what needs to happen. And thank you very much. Have you back next Friday.
Thank you.
All right. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Phil Myers. Stay tuned.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.